Why it's so hard for biographies about women to stay on Wikipedia. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. When you search for someone notable on the internet, one of the first things that often pops up is a link to their Wikipedia page. But if you're looking for a notable woman, that might not be the case. About 1.5 million biographies are on Wikipedia. Only about 19% of them are about women. And those that do get published are much more likely to be targeted for deletion compared to biographies of men. That's according to research by Francesca Tripodi, a professor of sociology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She wrote about this gender gap in her recent paper, Miscategorized: Gender, Notability, and Inequality on Wikipedia. Tripodi gave me an example of how this disparity plays out online.
Donna Strickland is a physicist who invented a technology used by high-powered lasers in the world, and she was honored with the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2018. Now, this made headlines everywhere when she won the Nobel Prize but didn't have a Wikipedia page. And if you look at the revision history for Donna Strickland, you'll see that her biography was created in 2014, but that it was nominated for deletion and flagged for a speedy deletion and shortly erased right after this. And here is what we really get at when it comes to deletionism as a cultural practice on Wikipedia. There's definitely a reason to sometimes delete content, right? There can be vandalism or there could be complications within Wikipedia. But the default to erase notable women rather than simply fix their page is the broader problem that we're trying to look at here.
There was another example of this. You highlight the story of Lois K. Alexander Lane, which was flagged for you by a fashion design student.
For those people who might not know, Lois K. Alexander Lane is a woman who played just an incredible role in memorializing the historic contributions of African-American fashion designers. She founded two museums, the Harlem Institute of Fashion and the Black Fashion Museum. She wrote multiple books. She had boutiques. She designed her own clothes. And she also won awards for her prominent role she played in the Black community. And what I think is really discouraging about her case is you can tell by data matching that an article for Lane, someone tried to create this page during an edit-a-thon, and that when they tried to create this page, someone deemed that Lane was not yet historically notable, and they denied the page for inclusion on Wikipedia. And so this is a really interesting example, right, where you have someone who very clearly meets Wikipedia threshold for inclusion, and yet it still seems like it's not enough for women. And you have to wonder, well, when is it enough for someone to get themselves a Wikipedia page?
So why does that matter?
Well, basically, it matters for a few reasons. The data on Wikipedia also teaches AI systems and are used by Google, Alexa, and Siri. So when women go missing from Wikipedia, that absence reverberates. But also, it's extremely discouraging and frustrating. So there are a subset of editors that are really devoted to trying to close this gender gap. And so when they have to take extra time out of their day to keep these pages up, that's an additional labor toll and also an additional emotional toll on people who are already taking this time as volunteers to make Wikipedia a more equitable place.
How much of this is specific to Wikipedia and how much is a whole of internet problem?
You know, unfortunately, I think this is bigger than just Wikipedia. This is, I think, women having to manage and create safe spaces for themselves is something we see across platforms. It's also something we see in physical space as well. You know, there are gyms devoted just for women because many of us don't feel comfortable in co-ed spaces. There are many situations in which when women speak up or talk out of place, they are reprimanded for that participation. And so I think a lot of the trouble that we see in my data is definitely indicative of broader problems online and also a huge problem for women in the workplace more generally.
You mentioned that the women editing on Wikipedia trying to increase the representation of women on Wikipedia face a lot of emotional burdens and harassment. What did you hear from these editors?
Sure. So many of the women in my study say they like to work in the quiet corners of Wikipedia. So they're much more inclined to edit on topics or edit on persons that they, in their words, know are not going to draw a lot of attention to the topic. And they do so explicitly because they just don't want to open themselves up for targeted harassment when they edit on topics that might cause controversy. But you also see this in terms of unwarranted attention. So there's many situations where women get private messages or invitations to, you know, engage in non-editorial-like practices, and that's really not the reason they're there on Wikipedia. So a lot of women, in order to avoid harassment, have to be very careful about what they edit, when they edit, and what spaces they choose to participate in.
Francesca Tripodi at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And now for some related links. Dr. Tripodi's full paper has even more examples of how gender dynamics play out on Wikipedia, including how words indicating gender, like wife of or married to, show up in the articles. We have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. We also have links to stories in Glamour and Insider magazines, both of which highlight various efforts to increase the number of women bios on Wikipedia, including Project Red. On Wikipedia, people's names that don't have bio pages yet tend to be linked in red. And despite its problems, Wikipedia is a model that some say could be replicated in other important fields. For example, a recent piece in The Atlantic argues the CDC could use a Wikipedia-like format to combat misinformation, some of which is, according to the U.S. Surgeon General, an actual threat to public health. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.